We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. 20 minutes away from Sports Jeopardy on Friday. Still send your questions over to Bo or Brian if you'd like to. Send your AMA questions in as well. And if you're out there participating in Happy Hour Friday, send us a picture of whatever it is that you're drinking at TBM929, at RandyMac81. We'll give you a shout-out. As we continue to get ready for Championship Sunday in the NFL, we welcome Brian Baldinger to the show, our Odyssey NFL insider. Be sure to check out Brian, by the way, as well as Jason Lockenfora and Carl Dukes on the original podcast In the Huddle on the Odyssey app. Baldy, how are you?
Hey!
Hey, Andy, Randy, it's good to be with you guys, man.
He's on the phone, not on TV.
It's Sunday. I mean, we're all getting ready.
Okay, well, you're on the phone now, Baldy, because the last 2 days we thought you were going, you were on the damn TV. Like, hold on. Baldy's on damn TV right then and there. So, we're glad to have you.
Where are you at?
Where are you at?
I'm my house in Fort Lauderdale here right now. Heading to Philadelphia.
What game Saturday. Are you doing? Okay, that's what I should ask.
I'll be in Philly on Sunday. Randy, yeah.
Well, let's start with that one then. Obviously going to be a really fun matchup between the Eagles and the 49ers, kind of a old school slobber knocker type of matchup potentially. If Brock Purdy in this fairy tale is going to continue, what does the San Francisco offensive game plan need to look like?
Well, they've got to keep the dogs off them. I mean, this Philly pass rush all year long, it's been just lethal. I mean, it was last week against the Giants, and not just sacks. So they have 75 of them. It's like there's so many more than anybody else. But it's just the way that they pressure, too. I mean, they could get there with four. You know, they blitzed last week once, you know, with the safety, and next thing you know, Daniel Jones throwing interceptions game. They cover on the back end really good. I think Bradbury and Jerry, and Slay are really, really good. So there's really no weakness. And so I don't think they've seen a defense. They saw a fast defense against Dallas last week, and they handled that okay. Although, it wasn't like the best offensive performance. They scored one touchdown.
Right.
But they're going to see just a much better defensive front this week. And so how do they protect the quarterback? That's Kyle Shanahan's, that's his responsibility this week, to protect the young quarterback as much as he can, whether it's play action, max protection, screen game, run the ball. But they got to protect their quarterback in this one because they got about four or five guys that can get there about as good as anybody in this league.
How confident are you in the 49ers if they can't get that run game going? Because we know Christian McCaffrey, he has a little thing. He's playing, but yeah, he's a little banged up. How confident are you in Kyle's ability to call plays for them to try and get a win if they can't run the ball consistently?
Well, they didn't run it well at all in the first half last week. Right. Dallas pretty much shut it down. And then they ran it much better in the third and fourth quarter, Andy. They made some adjustments in how they did it. They went really almost exclusively to a two-back offense. And Elijah Mitchell is the next guy up. He's really good. He's really fast. He was a sixth-round pick last year. And I'm not saying he's Christian McCaffrey, but, I think if Christian is slowed by that calf injury, you never know how those things go. If he does get slowed by it, they're going to go straight to Mitchell, who's more capable of carrying the mail. He might not be as dynamic as McCaffrey in the passing game and some of the things he can do. But he's, for what they want out of the run game, him and Debo can certainly provide it.
What does San Francisco try to take away from Philadelphia's offense? I mean, their offense is so versatile, and Jalen Hurts is playing such great quarterback, and he can run as well. What is San Francisco's game plan to try to take something away from that offense?
Well, that's a great question because teams have struggled to do that. I think the thing they do best, and as good, if not better than anybody, is the deep ball. Yep. And so I would be willing to give up you know, Jalen Hurts rushing yards, maybe something in the run game, not to get beat over the top. Because it looks like when the 49ers do get beat or they do give up big plays, it's over the top. And, starting week one against Chicago, Justin Fields hit Dante Pettis for a big touchdown. We saw DK Metcalf in the first round of wild card weekend, you know, get him for a 50-yarder. They give up big plays in the passing game if you could block them up. I would say that's what they don't want to do. They're willing to maybe surrender some in the run game or the screen game or over the middle, but they don't want to get beat over the top. And so if I had to take something away, that'd be what I concentrate on.
Last year, Baldy, the Bengals were down 21-3 at that loud place that they're going to be playing in this weekend, and their quarterback had two good legs, had the fastest receiver in football, all those different things, and still Cincinnati was able to win that football game. Do you see a possibility of that happening again, but it could be a lot different, more like Buffalo this year than it was last year in Kansas City?
Well, I think Cincinnati's a favorite, Randy. I mean, in my eyes, they're the favorite. You know, it's interesting. You know, they've beaten them three times in the last year, once obviously in the AFC Championship game and then once each during the regular season. And in those three games, Cincinnati's turned the ball over one time. I mean, if you don't turn the ball over, you're probably going to win this game. You know, if you go back to just the game in Week 13 in Kansas City, I mean, Kansas City was winning the game, and then the linebacker, Jermaine Pratt, you know, he ripped the ball out of Travis Kelce's hands, and, you know, they got the ball on the ground, Trey Hendrickson recovered, they went out and scored the game-winning touchdown. I just think this thing is going to come down to who takes care of the ball the best, yet still stays aggressive. And so, you know, in that game where Cincinnati was down 21-3, they got the ball in the third quarter, and they threw a screen pass to Samaje Perine. He went to the house, and really, before everybody was in their seats for the start of the third quarter, it was 21-10. Mm. You know, and then they made some adjustments on second down that really kind of knocked the Kansas City Chiefs off balance a little bit. And, you know, that was a turning point in the game.
Brian Baldinger joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, our Odyssey NFL insider. Follow him on Twitter, by the way, at Baldy NFL. Baldy, I think with some quarterbacks, I don't know, great quarterbacks, you can look at them and it's kind of easy to tell yourself what you think they're best at. You understand why that guy is so great. What is it about Joe Burrow that stands out to you as the thing that makes him so good?
Well, it's a thing that's so hard to see. I don't think anybody goes through the progressions of what a defense is doing pre-snap, what they're trying to do and who they're trying to take away, and how he can go from 1 to 2 to 3 faster than anybody in the league. I think that's what he does best. A lot of guys can go through progressions quickly. They just can't get their feet set to make accurate stick throws the way he can. And he can do that. We saw it on the first touchdown to Ja'Marr Chase last week where, you know, he had to move a little bit in the pocket and then Chase just uncovered and found him. He was like the third option on the play. I think that's what he does best. But then he is just, to say that he's supremely confident doesn't say enough about how he feels about how he throws a football and how good he is. He knows he's good. It's just, he really just doesn't miss. You know, you just don't see bad throws from him. The ball doesn't come out of his hands wonky. It doesn't, the ball doesn't, you know, it's always in a tight spiral. It's always in the right place. I mean, he's just in a consistent, accurate thrower, and he can put the ball right where he wants to put it.
Baldy, I know they're both great quarterbacks, but which one of them do you need needs the run game the most?
I think this week I would say Patrick Mahomes, just because we all feel he's going to be a little bit limited, Randy. We've seen Mahomes come back from injuries before, and it doesn't seem like there's anything that bothers him. But I would say, you know, that ankle injury, I don't know what he's like. Nobody's going to know until game day. I don't know if he's going to know until he gets chased, Randy, what he's going to be like. But I feel like the Chiefs, I've always said, the Chiefs' offensive line, Isaiah Pacheco, Jet McKinnon, like if they wanted to run a power run game, they could be pretty good at it, if not really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not what they really like to do. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Mahomes needs it this week more than ever.
Let me sneak a Falcons question in here for you, Baldy, because obviously we're still highly focused on what they're going to do this offseason. Two-parter, I guess. Do you think the Ravens will seriously consider trading Lamar? Because there's a lot of smoke around that possibility. And if they do, should the Falcons be in that market?
He would fit in what they do, for sure. I know what they said last week in all the press conferences and what John Harbaugh said. I just think Steve Bisciotti is going to have a hard time. And I'm not speaking for Steve, but he is the owner. He's got to write the check. I just think the sticking point in this whole contract was they just aren't going to give a guaranteed contract to Lamar.
Right.
Now, they weren't going to do that before the season started. Then he missed the last five games and didn't show up at a playoff game. And, you know, like whether it's contract related or not, I don't know. I'm not here to speculate. But, you know, I just think they're going to have a hard time writing a check for $230 or $250 guaranteed million dollars to a guy that's missed 11 games in the last 2 years and has not proven to be a great passer when you got to be. And so I just think you could say, okay, well, that's what Deshaun got and, you know, that's what Kyler got. Well, okay, they got it, but are they worth it? I don't think they are. So I just think the Ravens are – like they might have to franchise tag him, and then, you know, if that happens, is Lamar going to play for it? I have my doubts that he's going to play for it. So if that happens, could he be traded? I would say never – I would say that is a possibility. And if I was the Falcons, I'd be interested.
That about a minute, Baldy. We were talking about it before we got you on. Why do you think Dan Quinn stayed on as DC of the Cowboys? Do you think Jared sweetened the pot with money, or was it a wink, wink? If this dude messes it up, I got you.
There might be a wink, wink there, Randy. I don't know. I remember I was talking to a guy that's a candidate for some of these coaching jobs, and I just said, like, not all these jobs are a great job.
Right.
You know, sometimes you got to wait for the right job. You know, and so I just don't know that there's a job out there that Dan Quinn's looking at going, that's a great job. You know, whether it's a quarterback or the structure or salary cap, not every job is a great job. And I think Dan knows that. He had one, obviously, in Atlanta and, you know, kind of fizzled on him. Not every job is a great job. I think Dan knows that. And, you know, why go and go through all that stress if you know 2 years from now you're going to be in the same situation because of certain factors? So stay in Dallas and see if they can get themselves over this playoff hump right now.
Baldy, we appreciate
it, my brother.
Have a great time in Philly this weekend.
Enjoy the games, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Brian Baldinger there, Odyssey NFL Insider, NFL Network as well. Follow him at Baldy NFL. And
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.